Hi listeners, Jean-Philippe here. So this is the last lesson in the 9 Parallels of Positive Leadership series. If this is your first time joining, can I suggest that you go back to lesson 1 and work your way through in chronological order? If you've already done that, thank you and stay with me. Positive leadership starts with yourself and moves outwards in a ripple effect, building momentum and driving change as it goes. In this lesson, we're going to be looking at what happens when the ripple effect is at its widest, impacting the greatest number of people. It's all about positive change at scale.
That means changing the system. It's not direct service. We need teachers in classrooms. We need someone running the local restaurant. That's not what we're talking about. It's a big idea in the hands of an entrepreneur, a social entrepreneur.
Ashoka founder and CEO Bill Drayton has spent the past 40-plus years building and nurturing the world's largest network of leading social entrepreneurs.
The word social means that the human being, the entrepreneur, is from deep within driven to serve the good of all. And that is profoundly different. And it's also an advantage, because if you're there to serve the good of all, you're looking at the impacts on all.
Change that is fundamental and impacts how an anti-system functions requires system thinking. So first, you need to understand the related issues and relationship that play a role in the system. Then you need to organize your people so they can respond flexibly and nimbly to change and move out of specialization silos.
Over the last 7 years, we have learned how to develop what we call jujitsu partners.
Yeah.
With the most powerful mega forces around the framework changes we're trying to bring. Education unions, ed schools, general publishers, specialized publishers, and a carefully selected city or province. And all 5 of those feed one another.
At Ashoka, they implement a team of teams approach, an approach that promotes dynamic collaboration.
If I'm going to give you a very concrete example in a for-profit company, Santillana is the world's largest education publisher in Spanish and Portuguese. We have helped them, and they now market materials that are very different for 6 to 12-year-olds and for 3 years of high school. When you're dealing with the group of people trying to change the Amazon, you've got 3 ed schools. Mm-hmm. All right, they send letters to their alumni. That's virtually all teachers.
Yeah.
And they can say, well, you know, Santillana materials are available, and the syndicate supports this.
The real work of change in today's world happens not through isolated acts of visionary entrepreneurship, but within teams of people who each have a critical contribution to make. So instead of maintaining a traditional structure in which people work, in your case based on a function or formal business unit, think about organizing people into a constellation of teams that come together around specific goals. At the center of the constellation is a coordinating executive team, but the composition of each project team can shift as needed.
The world doesn't function if we don't work differently together, or if we don't share our common values, and if we don't fight for each and every human being's right to have dignity and respect or equity, and if we don't show the needed compassion.
Paul Polman, the former chief executive of Unilever, sat on a high-level United Nations panel which originally developed the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals. Today, he works at the intersection of global business, government, and civil society, where he tries to accelerate action on our shared global challenges.
This world has overshot its planetary boundaries enormously. In many cases, we're close to negative tipping points. It's not a good position to find ourselves in. So we need to get businesses to think in terms of regenerative, restorative, reparative, and that is net positive, and that requires that courage, and that's probably the most important thing. Once you are there and set these targets that are absolutely needed, you have to focus on putting the capabilities in place. If you get 20 to 25% of an industry sector together, you can actually create tipping points and actually across the value chain.
System change requires you to build broad partnerships, and to accept that, sometimes you also need to let go of a solution and give others the opportunity to own it themselves.
So it's not about scaling. And if we want to talk about scaling, I would say scaling the mindset change, not scaling a program or a particular set of knowledge. No, you need to make sure that you're scaling the mindset and then you let it go.
Randa Jani is the founder of Wheel of Reading, an initiative aimed at empowering young people as empathetic leaders by encouraging a love of reading and sparking the development of locally run libraries around the world.
If every person becomes a change maker, then you've solved all the problems. Because the problems are always going to happen. It's not that you solve all the problems today and you're going to all go home and we're done. Tomorrow there's going to be a whole new set. So then how do you keep solving? And as a scientist, I always like to develop solutions that are sustainable, that do not need my inputs continuously because I am finite, right? And so instead of me propagating the solution, I shift that, that's a system change,
to every human being
around the world.
If you'd like to hear more from any of the incredible positive leaders featured in this episode, just follow the links in the program description to their full-length interview. In our archives, you'll find some amazing systems change entrepreneurs like Giro Billy Moria and Jacqueline Novogratz, and corporates and investors like Jesper Brodin and Ronald Cohen. Do check them out. I'm Jean-Philippe Courtois. If you found this lesson useful, then please leave us a comment or rating and make sure you subscribe to the podcast and recommend it to many friends. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye.